Simply Done, the podcast network.
Who is it? Who is that?
I think it's Perry and Mary Jane.
From the show?
Yeah.
Thank God you guys got here. The show's almost over. Scaremaster. Oh, my God. You got the cigar going. Look at you. Look at you. License to kill. Get over there. Are you wearing it?
Yes, I'm wearing it.
Let me just see.
Get your fucking hands off of my pouch.
Oh, my God. The whole thing you got going. Hair back. You doing karate again?
God, I haven't done karate in years.
I know, but remember when you did karate?
Yeah, back in the 70s.
You think you could break a board with your hands?
No.
With that attitude, no.
What are you looking at me like that for?
You'll find out on the show.
What'd I do now?
Didn't I just say you'll find out on the show?
Our show?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh, this is the music from our show.
Are you sure?
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California, it's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody. It's your old pal, Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
I'm Scary Perry.
And we are the Big Three. Well, what a day we have. We're less than 2 months before the big holiday show at the world-famous Comedy Store.
Holiday show.
How many shopping days
January 25th. We'll have to figure that out at one point.
January 25th?
I didn't say January.
You said January 25th.
Well, it's June 25th.
Now you said June 25th.
If I said January 25th, I was wrong. It's June 25th.
Thank you.
That's a day where we celebrate the holiday.
It's not a holiday.
And at midnight.
It's my anniversary.
Well, the 25th isn't. The 26th is actually the day that's your holiday. But what we're going to do, like New Year's Day, at midnight, we will bring in the holiday with a big celebration at midnight.
Big celebration at midnight.
Right.
Okay.
And that night, for people that are going to be coming, keep in mind, we're going to be doing two podcasts during the night. We're going to have lots of surprises. We're going to have celebrity guests. And we are going to be sponsored by Neil Leeds.
Leeds Mattress.
I totally remember him.
I do too.
Leeds Mattress.
Exactly. So it's going to be a crazy night. On the 23rd, we started taking ticket orders. And I'll tell you, the ticket sales are not that good as of yet. And we're less than 2 months before the start of this. Guys, get in touch with us. It's only
We need a snappy promo, like, under the lights, under the lights. You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge. Like that stuff.
That's a great idea. We should really do that. Monday night at the World Famous Comedy Store.
20 years in the making.
One day that will never be forgotten.
I guess so.
Wait a minute.
That's one day that I only wish I could forget, but it keeps being reminded to me of what happened 20 years ago, June 26th.
I don't know why people have screwed this up, but they always say, hey, is that the day that Perry blew the guy?
I didn't blow anybody.
Exactly. And I'm getting tired of people making that mistake.
I think everybody is. I really do.
I do too.
I think everybody's
a little tired of that mistake.
Yeah, I mean, Scaremaster's tired of it.
I know I am.
Tired of it.
Tired as shit of the whole thing. But today, I've got to be a little bit of a hard ass. And I hate to start out things in a bad way. Actually, what we should do first, we should find out what's going on with Sonny Cookie Caramello. As you know, Cookie Caramello was a...
Caravello, not Caramello.
Perry, I'm in the middle of introducing it.
Oh, God. Great American hero.
Great American hero.
Great
during
cook.
During the Second World War, was a cook on a Navy ship.
As well as the Vietnam War.
Exactly. He really loved cooking.
Wow.
We
didn't even get into his Vietnam years. It's like
I meant Korean.
Korean.
Oh, no, let's stick with Cookie and Nam. Just cookie deep in the S word.
You know, just even that, you kind of feel the doors going on in the background, don't you? The point is that on February 6th, he was going through something. Was he in a coma, Scaremaster, when they pulled the plug on him?
No.
Why was he under life support systems?
I don't know the full details.
And yet,
was it a mistake?
On February,
was he just sleeping and they hooked him up to it?
No.
Possibly. Yet on February 6th, they decided it was time. There was no hope for Cookie, and they pulled the plug. And we've waited to see how he's done. And every week since then, we've gotten an update.
Play the drums.
Perry, Cookie Caramello, American hero. Is he still with us?
Of course.
That guy just won't go down.
Was he in MASH when he was in the Korean War?
Was he in MASH?
No, was it Korean War? Did I say Korean War?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah, he wasn't in MASH.
Was he in the Civil War?
He was...
Spanish-American War?
I don't think so.
He didn't go back that far.
Was he in the Punic War?
Two, and what? He was in WW2 and the Korean War.
Which one was better?
I don't know.
If I could interrupt all this war talk, I'd like to put something in there.
Something positive?
No, it's actually not positive at all. As a matter of fact, I would say it borderlines on being a negative.
Talk to me. What's going
on? Okay. Well, Perry, punishment has to be done.
Again?
Yes. Again? What do you mean? You get away with fucking
murder. I'm always being punished for stupid shit.
When are you punished for stupid shit? Tell me a punishment that we've given to you.
Tell me a punishment that we've given you.
Yeah.
You've taken away my commercial for ages.
The last 2 weeks you've been able to do it, so that's a lie. So you've been able to do 60 seconds with Perry.
All commercial twice in like...
Yeah, but
year?
How much have your sales gone up since you've gotten Perry's?
They've not gone up at all.
Are you kidding
me? I don't believe that.
They haven't gone up at all.
Okay, but that's not the point.
I'm talking international sales, too.
International sales.
The point is Perry, I've given you your chance. You've gotten 60 seconds with Perry. There's no commercial time for Mole. There's no commercial time for me. You get 60 seconds, and you've gotten it the last 2 weeks.
And if I had commercial time, I'd be talking about... Mio, delicious concentrated water flavor, or
Mole's always talking about pocket something. Fisherman.
Yeah, you don't
Mole's
see Mole.
Always bringing,
okay,
bringing
the point
people.
Is, Perry, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
You fucked up beyond belief this time.
Now what did I do?
Okay, well, let's look what you've done the past week. During the past week, number one, somebody asked... thinking that they couldn't get in touch with me, they asked you, how do you send a $10 shout out? And then you put your address to send the $10 shout outs to you.
Oh, is that where people should send it?
That was when the websites got all messed up.
Why wouldn't you ask me how it should be handled?
There was no way to reach you for a while.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
And then I removed it.
After I told Nick to have it removed, that's when you removed it. So don't give me bullshit.
It was only on the...
It doesn't matter.
Let me ask you guys both the question. Are you talking about the worldwide internet?
Yes, we are.
Yep.
See, here's the deal, Perry. Those $10 shoutouts are split between you, me, Mole, and Mary Jane, who works her fucking ass off. And having them sent to you is not fair.
It's coming right here if it comes to me.
No, okay. Well, I don't ever do that again. Then you pulled the biggest blunder in the history of this fucking show.
What now?
You felt that it was okay to talk to Neil Leeds.
Oh, God.
Oh, God is right. Neil Leeds almost left the fucking podcast as a sponsor for our big show because of you. All right.
Wait a second. You say talk to him, you mean like what was going on between them that he was so uncomfortable?
Well, Perry, here's what you did, and I'm going to let the listening audience know, and then I'm going to tell you today's punishment, okay? Because, Perry, you are a wild man. You've been told not to talk to Neil Leeds. He is a sponsor of the show.
no matter what, how friendly he is to you, you're not allowed to go and talk to him. And when you got in touch with him and told him that you wanted him to pay for a ticket for Nick to come out for that show, that wasn't your place to do.
It was 2 weeks ago.
Shut the fuck up about time. Well, he just dropped out last week, so shut the fuck up. And it's because of that. That's a week ago, Perry. Now shut up about it. I have to get to this. This is what you did, Perry. And he dropped out. He wasn't. I had to talk him off the cliff, man.
Is he still alive?
Yes, he's still alive. Still working 16-hour days and then partying through the night because of his girl breaking up. He said that he left here to go to New York for 3 months because of you. He was so fucking fierce. Well, I talked him off that ledge. So today, you are being punished.
What now?
Okay, your punishment today is this. I made a promise to you that you would never have to come to this place and not get at least gas money. So today, during our $10 shoutouts, you will get $10, period. The three of us will split the rest. And the reason being is because the only thing that makes sense to you is fucking money. You are not allowed to talk to our sponsors. You are not allowed to try to do anything with the business or money. And I've told you this numerous times, sent to you. You do not do that. You want out? I'll drop the fuck out right now. We don't put on this show. We don't sell t-shirts. By the way, we're about to sell t-shirts, 5 different kinds, maybe 6. What's that one thing that you talk about, that lady?
What happened?
Who that lady and...
Who is that lady?
And what? How does that go?
What?
The thing, who that lady in the movie?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Anyway, we may have 5 or 6 shirts that are going to be sold very soon. You want a piece of that, you stay the fuck out of the business side because you're a thief.
You're the businessman.
Absolutely. So, no matter how many...
I'm not the thief.
How many $10 shout-outs we get, you get $10, period. You don't make a dime more. Not today.
Okay.
Okay, that is your punishment. And now it is time for that $10 shout out that I talked about, because this is probably one of the only places that you, the listening fan, can get in touch with us, have a good old time with us by sending a shout out. Send us $10. We will read it on the air. It's time once again for our $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
If you want to join the fun here at the Big Three Podcast and be part of the...
And who doesn't?
Who doesn't is exactly right,
Mo. A lot of people don't.
Well, that's true, too, when you really look at it that way.
I mean, if you pay a phone book, you're like, most of those people don't write in.
Yeah, and there's probably... I've looked at the stats on our Google account, and we don't get anybody from China that's ever even heard this podcast.
When was the last time you picked up a phone book?
What?
Been a long time, right?
Yeah. Okay, we're going to get back to this. Anyway, if you want to be part of the fun, you send $10. That's cash. What can't they send, Mo?
Okay, there's a couple of things. They can't send sheep, armor all, guns.
Okay, literally just about everything except $10 cash. No checks, no money orders. What else can't they send?
Fertilizer.
They can't send fertilizer, right. What else can't they send?
Guns, armor. Let's see. Tires. They can't send any weed. They can't send any coke.
Okay, the point is, just send cash only, and you send that to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153, Hollywood, California, 90046. All right, so let's go through some of these $10 shout-outs.
You say you got a lot of them, Dan.
Yeah, we do have a lot of them today. All right, I'll read this first one. Dear Big Three, I've had it with that homophobic, racist, misogynistic, pig of a guinea shit, Perry. I've put up with everything he's done and continue to listen to the podcast. But when I saw Perry was trying to keep all the $10 shoutouts for himself by tricking fans to send the $10 to him, I've had it. I've had it with that guinea pile of dog shit. Fuck Perry and this fucking podcast. Andy Ears Wilson.
Okay. That's a bummer.
Well, you want to read this one?
Hope we can win Andy back.
I do, too. Well, I hopefully this punishment teaches Perry a lesson, and we don't have to go through that. You want to read this one? Okay. Perry, you read this next one. Read it.
Dearest Big Three, my colleagues and I have been wondering if if you can clear something up for, Recently, Perry spoke of how he has blatantly stolen overrated comedian Sam Kennison's scream as his own. I never said anything about stealing his scream. However, more looking into this matter has revealed that perhaps Mr. Kennison, Kennison, it's not Kennison, stupid. Anyway, actually stole the scream from the originator of it, American Hero. Oh, shut up. That is the common consensus around here. Can
what did
you
he steal from what?
Oh, they're trying to say that he stole the screams from Terrifying Tim. What a joke. Can you tell us if Mr. Kennison, K-I-N-N-E-S-O-N, which is the wrong way of spelling his name, ever admitted it before he died or being fat? Thank you, Frederick Douglass, Maryland. What a joke.
Okay. Bob. Mom.
Wait, he's saying that Kennison stole that scream
from
Tim. Well, Tim does
please.
A pretty unique...
Tim is not
He does
Sam
the
ooh,
ooh, ooh, pretty much.
He's,
you can see where Kennison could have got that from
He sounds like a faggot, okay?
You know what? Maybe Kennison was making fun of...
Sam Kennison started that scream similar to...
Terrifying Tim.
No.
Well, okay.
There
here
was
we
a
go.
There was a show in the 60s where
MASH neighbor, with Cookie Caramello.
Not MASH, but it was something similar to MASH where the one guy in the show would go
wow.
Oh.
Jeez, oh man, what the fuck are you talking
Terrifying
about?
Terrifying Tim had a show?
Hey, by the way, I do want to say this. Last weekend, I had a great time over at the Comedy Store's 40th anniversary. I got a chance to MC the last part. It was really fun.
You got choked up for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It was nice. It was Mitzi Shore's last time she's ever going to be at the club, and it was nice
she
to say
barred,
goodbye.
She got barred, huh?
No, she's not barred. It's just she's getting older, and that was probably the last time she'll be there. It was nice to see Louis Anderson, Tony Clifton, Gary Shandling, Paul Rodriguez, just a lot of good people, and it was a very fun thing.
And I wasn't invited.
Nope, and I was the MC. Isn't it funny? All right, go ahead, Mo. Read the next.
Here's a new letter. It says, Dear Perry, when you read my letter last time, you sounded excited about me coming out to see you, but you were worried that I wouldn't fully commit to you. Let me assure you that I'm 100% committed to our relationship. I make good money.
Stop. So who is this?
Not only
male
will I
or female,
you sexually, but financially as well. Also, I hope this doesn't freak you out, but I want you to get pregnant. They have the technology to do it now. Have you seen the movie Junior? Wow, what? If they can make Arnold Schwarzenegger pregnant with Danny DeVito's baby, then they can do the same for us. So it isn't just about sex, even though we're going to be doing it nonstop at your apartment when I come out there. What?
Who the fuck is this?
I don't know. I do have to stress one thing though. When you S me off, you better swallow my load. If you don't, I'll get really
angry. Let me say something.
And I may even slap the S out of you. See you soon. Sincerely, Dimitri Moreland. The text is for Don.
Not invited over at my house.
The text below is for Dan only. Should I read this?
Yeah, I'm an open book.
Okay, Dan, I'm currently having a lover's quarrel with Perry. He disrespects me.
What?
He deleted me from his Facebook. He has not added me back. So please do not allow him to have my shout-out money. Thank you.
That's fair.
Dimitri Moreland.
Okay, here's one.
Air Master, you got to work things out with this.
Look, I'm not dealing with...
I'm
not dealing with faggots that
want to
fucking sleep in my apartment. I don't want to hear about none of these cocksuckers.
Don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, it's your own personal life.
Your personal... We do talk about our personal lives.
That's true. We should probably...
And?
And what is it? Pop culture, I think. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we are one of the very
I got a bunch of chicks that are going to be coming with me to this fucking show if it's done right my way.
You know what would be cool? Why don't you bring them over here first so I can get to talk to them?
Why would I want to bring them over here?
That last girl you brought over really liked coming over here.
She had a good time.
Whatever.
She didn't have fun?
I barely
talked to her.
You know what's
funny? I saw her...
I was driving by here like a couple hours after that, and she was out like a two blocks from here, sitting on a some stairs, crying. I don't know what happened.
Okay, let's not talk about that. I'll tell you later what happened. All right, here's another one. Dear Big Three, I'm writing from New Jersey, where if I'm not listening to the Big Three, I'm out in the streets kick-flipping and front-siding grinding in the strip mall parking lots. Sorry, Don and Mole, if you don't get the skateboard lingo, but Perry knows what I'm talking about.
What is he talking about?
Do you know what he's talking
about? Kick-flips, sure. Curb grinds.
Okay, it goes on to say, I'm writing because I own two of Perry's boards and I love them. Wow, that's...
Thank you.
Praise.
Thank you.
I'm interested in getting my feet on Terrifying Tim's decks, but when I visit his site, terrifyingtimskateboards.com, it says they are temporarily out of stock. Unfortunately, there's no contact information for Tim. Do any of you know where I can get his decks on the market? I'm jonesing to get that Vermont maple under my feet. Sincerely, Barry, a.k.a. Romaine Noodlehead.
I've got China boards that are memorabilia boards for the Big Three podcast.
Yeah.
But I don't have Terrifying
you know
Tim's
what you should
name
do?
On them.
You should sell those.
At the show.
And make that the first time that they're out and seen by people.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you...
Holy cow, that's a lot of words on that one.
Yeah, and very small, right? Here you go. Take this one.
Dear Big Three, are you guys ever going to do another movie? And when is the big anniversary show? I haven't heard any information about it. I'm assuming at Perry's apartment, so that is where I'm telling my teammates to show up. Thanks, Dave Cohens. Sorry, Dave. Not at my house.
Okay. It is actually at the Comedy Store.
But if people show up to Scaremaster's apartment...
You could probably follow him over to the show. So if you want, go to 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Oh, you're going to show him. So you're going to say, go to my house, huh?
Why don't you do a shuttle? Why don't you
you're
do gonna a shuttle
You're
going
to say, go to my house? Why are you telling them to go to my house?
All right, I won't do that.
Well, you better remove that from the fucking show.
I always do, don't I?
No, you don't.
Maybe once
everybody
in a
knows where
through.
My fucking address is.
Okay, it's not
and
my
I don't
fault.
Appreciate it. It's not your fault? It's not your fault? You open your fat fucking trap, you bastard? Always saying my home address?
It's not my fault. All right, Mole, go ahead. Read the next one.
Oh, God. This is wondrous ancestral greetings, Mr. Caramelli. This Chinese printing industry has decided to conquer the printing delivery industry in your area. We Google Earth 7722 Cedar Boulevard. You just said that.
You too, you motherfucker.
What does it say? Read it.
It says 7722 Cedar Boulevard.
That's over there.
At least they didn't give your apartment number.
We found it to be strategically perfect for insertion. We know you have extensive experience with print delivery and would like to offer you $60,000 plus commission for your services annually. There is a delicate matter that we must raise before we can discuss any business venture with you. Chinese culture looks down on deviant behavior such as pedophilia, especially when it comes to our industry, which makes and distributes countless pictures of children every year. While we have learned not to judge people in your country, we must have assurances that your lifestyle will not contaminate our culture or any business ventures. Thank you for your consideration. We wait to hear from you. Sincerely, Yen Lo, Chairman of People's Committee of Publishing. Wow. Dude, that's from Beijing.
From China. That's China.
That, please.
Don't put it over the candle. That's probably going to burn.
Fucking idiot.
Grab it.
It's right over the candle, Mole. Be careful.
Out of the candle.
All right, I'm going to read this next one. Dear Big Three, there was some confusion on where to send this $10 shout-out. I asked Perry on Twitter, and he gave me his own personal P.O. box. Now, some of my Twitter followers thought Perry was trying to steal the $10, but we all know... only a real dirtbag, greaseball, piece-of-shit thief would try to steal 10 measly dollars from his friends and his business partners. I get so tired of people on the internet lying about Perry. They say he lies, steals, sues people, and blew Randy Callahan. Real fans know Perry is an honorable and good and didn't blow anybody. Randy blew him, and Perry just jerked him off, and that was almost 20 years ago. Sincerely, your fans at Sweet Feathery Jesus. See, this is a guy that sided with you. Can I have that?
This?
Yeah.
No, it's my comedy bit.
Give it to me.
It's my comedy bit.
Oh, nice. Hold on a second. He's got new material. Is this 2012 Scare Master? Hold on a second.
All right, well, why don't you read this final $10 shout out?
Dear Big Three, you are all so smart and handsome. What is everyone's favorite book? Thanks. Sandy Dennis Barnstable.
Wow. Well, that's an interesting question. What is your favorite book, Mole?
It's not really a book. It's more like a pamphlet by my neighbor called How to Take Apart Lawnmowers and Bicycles and Put Them Back Together. Huge crankhead.
Mine would have to be The Bart Starr Story by Dave Anderson. What's your favorite book, Perry?
My favorite book is the Bible or...
come on, dude. Come
seriously.
On.
Or the Howard Stern Private Parts.
All right, well, here you go, Perry. Here's your $10 shout-out for this week. There you go.
Can I do my old comedy bit from 1988?
Can you do your old comedy bit from 1988? I don't know.
Spaghetti joke?
No.
Oh, do the where you worked at Lucky's and blew the manager.
That, kind of like that.
All right.
Awesome. That's what I said. Make it Whole Foods now.
Should we let him do this?
Absolutely.
I would like to because...
All right, how about this? We could do this right away. All right, let's pretend we're at a comedy club, and I'm the MC. Mary Jane?
Uh-huh.
Can you act like you're an audience member along with you, Mole, and I'll be the MC, and I'll bring you out. So let's get some big hands going. Except I'm not going to tell a whole joke. I'll just tell the punchline of a joke. We'll do that, and then you guys will clap. All right, here we go. So I said to the guy, not with mine, you don't.
Yay.
You guys didn't clap.
We do it?
Well, anyway, we're not here to hear my jokes. We're here to hear some of the old stuff from 1988. Here he is, Perry Caramello.
That's Scary Perry Caravello.
And if you're spelling that, that's K-A-R.
C-A-R as in car, A, V as in Victor, E-double-L-O. Stop saying Caramello, you moron.
Just do your material.
This is the old original bit that was written for me from J.R. Horsting back at the Valley Improv. And,
Horsting?
Yeah, years ago.
And he's gone on to some big things like...
doing artwork for some commercials and stuff.
Artwork, and he was a comedy writer?
Yeah.
So he failed as a comedy writer.
No, didn't fail as a comedy writer.
Well, he's not doing it anymore.
Well, I don't know what he's doing these days. I haven't seen him in years. Anyhow, how you guys all doing out there? You guys have a nice day?
Yeah.
All right. Anybody out here from the Midwest?
I'm from Michigan.
And you're from Milwaukee, and I'm from Chicago.
Well, you had a real
guess
personal
what, hey,
touch.
Guys? I flew in Vieira Freight from Encino.
Wait, how do you know that about me?
I flew in Vieira Freight from Encino.
How do you know I'm from Milwaukee? You a cop?
Yeah, anybody here have a great... Wait. Anybody here have to get up real early in the morning?
Yeah.
I mean, wake up real early.
Done.
Because I'm not much of a morning person. You know, most people wake up and say things like up and at 'em, yeah. Rise and shine, right. Great day in the morning. I'm the kind of guy, first thing I do after breakfast, I go right back to bed and take a nap.
Yeah.
Mornings are for people with no life. My mornings usually start out about 5 minutes before the first race at Hollywood Park.
Well, I don't get that.
Anytime... sometimes too much sleep is detrimental.
What time is the first race at Hollywood Park? Is like 11
know.
Or so, right?
11 know. Or 1.
So you wake up before that?
Sometimes.
Doesn't seem like that unreasonable to wake up before 11.
Okay.
I get up at 2 or 3. People kind of laugh at that, and yet that's before I get up.
Let me finish this, please.
I'm really
sometimes
lost.
Too much sleep is detrimental. It can affect you on the job. Like the other day, I messed up at work, and my boss tries to fire me. So I told him But I think he's got a crush on me or something. Because when I told him to kiss my ass, he gave me a fucking promotion to be assistant manager.
Is that true?
I mean, it's like my old job in the grocery stores. I used to work for this place called Lucky's, and remember Lucky's?
Make it Whole Foods. Make it current.
Lucky's,
make it,
Whole Foods.
Not one of the others.
This is 1988, though.
Gelson's.
This is 1988.
Yeah, I work at Gelson's.
But it's 1988 material.
This bit was originally done back in 88.
We're going to move it. We're going to make it.
Yeah, but he's doing it. But he's.
Okay.
I disagree. I think you should do 1988.
I'm staying back in 1988.
Because he's saying it's 1988. This is retro material.
This is a retro bit, baby.
It just feels so current.
What about the crack of Don Barris?
All right. Well, I used to. Let's go back.
Get to the part where you blow the Lucky's, dude.
Shut up. I used to love messing with my customers. Price checks were my favorite, especially when some wimpy guy would go buy. Especially when some wimpy guy would be buying some date protection.
What does that mean?
Condoms. I jump on the loudspeaker and yell out, "Hey, yo, Julio, get a price check for these extra small Trojan lubricated weenie wraps."
Did you really do that?
Why a few times.
I can't imagine that they would be that would be acceptable.
Tough.
Like, I mean, wouldn't the customers complain to the manager?
Well, why are you talking to me? I'm the fucking comic on stage.
All right, but you're reading from a thing, and you're
I'm
not doing a very
from a
good
script
job.
That
so
I haven't...
It's so real. It's all so real.
Never mind. Yeah, like the customer, like you, Mo, would be passing out right there on register number 4 as somebody goes and gets a price check for those weenie wraps you got in your hand. Anyway, and fat people, why do they always go through the checkout stands with like 6 or 7 cases of Diet Coke and, six or seven pints of Haagen-Dazs and a case of Diet Coke.
There it is.
There we go. Where'd they get this diet book from? Rush Limbaugh? And they ought to sue the guy that wrote that book. I mean, they might win their weight in gold. Well,
why
maybe not that much.
About suing everything with you? Sue this
guy. Yeah, and then we also used to get a lot of cute girls inside Lucky's. And I'm not talking about the hookers either. Like the Lucky's over here that used to be on Sunset. But
the
place
was...
Where was
the Lucky's? It's now Ralph's Market.
Where?
That was Lucky's?
Placentia.
Where?
By your old place.
Rock and Roll Ralph's? Rock and Roll Ralph's was a Lucky's?
When was it a Lucky's?
Back in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah.
I was here in the
back
80s.
Back in the mid-80s.
Well, I was here. And it wasn't a Rouse.
Lucky's was awesome, man. Lucky's was a great market. You had Lucky Lager, where you'd flip over the can. You had to figure out what the pictures meant, like concentration.
All right.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Can I finish this, please? But the place was a pickup joint, especially in the meat market. We used to call it, "Hey, do you want to get lucky?"
Who said that?
Was that you? Yeah, I used to say that.
Did anybody ever laugh at that?
Yeah.
Who?
People.
Like, name one. One person that ever thought that was funny.
Mr. T.
What?
What did Mr. T say about it?
He was the B celebrity that used to come into my store.
What did he say?
Because we used to get celebrities in our stores too. You know, like, "Hey, Foo," he'd come up to me and go, "Hey, Foo, where I get my tricks here at?" I look at him and I go, "Hey, Mr. T. Oh, hey, let's get your $8 back from Supercuts."
You said that to him?
Yeah, he grabbed me by the shirt, picked me up off the ground.
You could have sued him. Too bad you weren't in. Too bad you didn't know Dan back during that time.
So what else happened, dude?
Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez. What you talking about, Foo? Just teasing, T. Like Shemble says, your head for a quarter. Shut up, Foo. Anyway,
Do Jack Carter.
I also remember when I was bad in my old neighborhood. They used to call me the neighborhood's hood.
The what?
The neighborhood's hood.
I don't get it.
They used to like to click cars.
What?
The cops wanted me to pay for them first.
And
I can't seem to get a job.
Scaremaster, you steal cars?
Hot Wheels.
What about Don's crack?
Wait, what's... I removed some of that shit because it was stupid.
Don's crack was the best part of that whole
Don?
Get to the part where you blew the Lucky's manager. Spaghetti Joe.
I didn't blow any manager.
Spaghetti Joe.
Before I go, I just got to remind you folks that the drinks here at the club are all free, but if you want them served to you in a glass or in a cup, it's $1,100 each.
Wow.
Seems excessive.
Seems excessive, eh? I'm out of here, guys. And before I go, I got 2 things that I hope for in life.
But you know what? If you think
world
about
peace.
If you bring your own cup, you could get all the free alcohol you wanted.
Yeah, you don't need the glass.
All right.
I mean, when you think about $11,000.
Who would pay
otherwise,
that?
Who would ever be able to go out
who
to
would
wherever?
Pay for that?
I mean, yes, you'd want
it really
to
makes you think of what a stupid
I'm willing to pay
joke
close that. To that to see him do this routine on stage. But
you guys have a night. All right. Oh, yeah, and I hope it ain't your last. Again, I'm Scaremaster Scary Perry.
And you can see a lot more of that this June 25th.
You know what? I don't know if we're going to do that because I don't think we're going to do a stand-up show. I think what we'll do the night of the show.
We're going to do some of that.
You think so? Well, we'll see if the fans like it. If it happens, it happens. We'll see if the, can you be prepared on June 25th to do some material?
You mean,
I don't know. Stuff? Either that or something that's good.
I'll try.
That's fucking terrible. It didn't work in 1988, and it's still not working today.
Well, it was,
I don't mean to be a dick.
That was my old bit, so I mean.
It was nice to take a look back, but it's not that good. You're talking about 24 years ago.
It's not 24 years ago.
Am I wrong?
It's almost 20 years ago.
May I mention
something?
No, wait,
you are right. You are right. It is 24. God.
What we're
I can't believe I've been in this business for that many years.
Well.
Ah! 88.
While we're talking 90. About anniversaries, the one holiday that the Javajos will recognize, I would like to mention that this this podcast comes out just a couple days before we celebrate another awesome
anniversary
in Los Angeles, April 29th.
What happens then?
Scaremaster.
April
29th?
Remembers. I don't know.
The riots?
Riots. L.A. riots.
I know the L.A. riots are
now,
this month.
It's coming out Sunday. Now, what people are saying, and I find this interesting because...
We ought to start another riot! No?
Let's talk about where we were when those riots happened.
Where was I? I was at home. I think I was at home. And I was told by everybody... Don't go anywhere. And I was just watching it on the news.
Oh, Jesus. Are you a boring person?
Yeah, people were telling me not to leave the house.
So you didn't leave the house? You didn't check it out?
I did.
Well, you were, because you live like a few blocks away from here.
No, I lived over by Sunset and La Brea. I actually saw what was at one point an electronics store on that corner little mall. I saw them go in there. I drove by, and I saw all these undesirables in the parking lot, and I said, uh-oh, that place is going down. By the time I came back, less than a half an hour later, it had been broken into.
My favorite part was when a news anchor would walk up to one of the black guys and one of the Mexican guys. You wouldn't see a white guy get these questions asked. It was always a black guy or a Mexican guy, not to be racist or anything.
A news anchor would
walk up to him and say, what store did you break into? The guy would turn around and point at the store, and then he'd say, What are you taking? And the guy would mention all the shit that he's taking out of the store. Then he'd go, where do you live? And he would point where he lived. Boom. The next day the guy would go to jail for it. All the shit that they were stealing.
You really have a really cool way. Did we ever close out the $10 shout out?
I think we just did.
That was today's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
All right, well, let's move on. You know,
a lot of people say about the riots that it was so traumatic that it led people after that to rush to the arms of somebody for comfort. Like people were getting married and people were like just like Scaremaster with that casting agent, just needing somebody.
I wasn't.
Hold on.
Look,
is that what that was about? I never looked at it that way, but I understand.
I was not involved.
It was right after the riots. It was right after the riots.
Right after.
True or false, right after the riots.
What a crazy time.
I was not involved.
Kinison died, the riots, we met, Randy Callahan thing. That few months in 1992.
The riots forced us all together because we were living together on that rooftop for a couple weeks.
I don't remember that. But if you say,
I don't remember that either.
But I know this. We met in May of 92.
You and him or you and me?
All of us. Oh, maybe you came a little bit
later.
He
came around, I think it was September, October.
You entered a contest through one of the Simply Don shows.
I did.
What was that? I remember you were a young scruff from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You had never been out of the city, really.
I won Look Mom on Simply Dan, Lana Lake's Butter Contest. But don't take it from me. Let's hear it from a real American hero.
I think you're a little early on that, but...
I don't know about that.
What do you mean?
I think we missed it.
We didn't miss anything. Is that a phone call coming through? Could you please send that call through?
Hello. I don't know why you say goodbye. I say hello.
Hey, Mr. Adams.
Hello, Mr. Adams.
Perry, give it to me straight. Has Papa passed?
Hell no.
He's still alive.
No,
I'll
no,
tell
no.
You what,
the old man
clings on like a stain on suede, doesn't he?
Okay.
Yeah.
Say so.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I have wondrous news, gents. Wondrous. After a slight relapse with Dada's little helpers, I've checked myself back into my favorite nudist rehab place.
Naked Truth? Is it?
Juan
that's
and
the
name
Saint. Yeah, I remember you saying that.
We're in Palm Springs.
Good news. Yes, yes, sort of. But the amazing news, are you ready?
Yeah.
Talk to
us. Made the all-male varsity volleyball squad.
Oh, congratulations,
Mr. Adams.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, it's been a devil for little Quincy to get used to. But now it's like a scene from Top Fun, the homoerotic adult film based on the classic film Top Gun.
I've never seen it.
Perry, have you seen it before?
No.
Come on.
You sure?
Any who's listening, next weekend is our big tournament against the rich kids across the lake, and I'd love it if you could all attend.
Oh, I think I'm busy. I'm not sure.
It is all male, nude, older, recovering addict volleyball at its near best.
Listen,
I won't be there.
You should wear sunblock, though.
Yeah, definitely,
man.
You got to.
Don't be there.
That is a must. Perry, listen. Perhaps you'd like to stop by and help me and my teammates apply some SPF on those hard to reach places.
SPF? Hard to reach places?
Yeah, put sunblock all over him.
Sorry, buddy.
All right, listen. Let's do this. Let's have a little giggle. I've got to get back to my practicing diving for ball. Yes.
I know what you mean by that.
You're speaking about it spot on, PTW. Now, ready? Here's a bit of a brain twister. John's father had three sons. Snap, Crackle, and Boom.
What could that be?
Pop.
Should I say it? Come on, dude.
Pop.
You want me to tell them?
I already told them.
Walter, go ahead. Tell them. John's father had three sons, Snap, Crackle, and Whom?
Pop.
John's father.
It was John. Right. And I'll tell you what. He never remembered my name either.
Focus, Mr. Adams.
Snap and Crackle. Oh, those two. They were saints. You know what? I need a pill.
Stop. Don't do that.
Don't do it, Mr. Adams. Not now.
You're right, you are. Gotta run. Ooh, I heard it's my service time.
Well, I hope the volleyball is good for him. I didn't realize that his brother's name was Snap and Crackle.
I didn't either. Every time he calls, you find out something interesting about him.
But Scaremaster, you understand that John's father had three sons, Snap, Crackle, and...
Pop.
But John's father had three sons. He had two brothers by the name of Snap and Crackle.
Like what Rice Krispies.
What was
Snap,
the third
Crackle,
one?
And Pop.
So that was the third brother's name?
Yeah, like Rice Krispies.
It's John's father. We're talking about John's father.
And so he had two brothers, Snap, Crackle, and third son was?
Pop.
There you go. Hey, we made it home. Made all the way home.
Okay.
I almost kind of wish it was. Maybe we should cut it there.
Yeah. I say like Rice Krispies, Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Yeah, there you go.
That's better.
That's
them. It's John's father had three sons, Snap, Crackle, and
Pop.
Anyway, it's time once again for a bit that has really hit its stride. It's time once again for Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
What? What movie was I supposed to review this week?
Now, this week's movie Perry's going to be reviewing is Across the Moon. And now it's formally titled Tehachapi.
So never saw it, never got it, never was able to get it.
Again.
Never saw it, never got it. It's not on the market. Was never able to pick it up.
Okay, I heard you say that before, but when I said again, I didn't want you to repeat what you said. I was saying, again, you didn't get the movie.
Again, it's not out there.
I'll bet it is.
Find it. Oh, you can get it on eBay, probably. Have to get it mailed to you and shit. Forget that.
Okay, well then.
If I can't get it now, I'm not going to review it. And I couldn't get it now.
Okay, well... that was today's Perry's Movie Time.
It's Perry's Movie Time. It's Perry's Movie Time. Perry's Movie Time.
Pretty intense, dudes.
Hey, here's a question for everybody. Pop quiz. You're in the West Hollywood area. You have the hankering for some Thai food. Where do you go?
What the hucks?
Where do you go?
What the hucks?
Where do you go?
Where do we go now?
What the hucks? I don't know.
No, that's what the huck. 323-654-7952. And Perry, where do we go?
What the hucks? 323-654-7952. Here it is.
Mole, a little Espanol.
What?
Espanol? Spanish?
I totally forgot how to speak Spanish. You know what happened?
What happened?
Do you remember when I came in and you said have some of this apple cherry wood tobacco, pipe tobacco?
Yes, I sure do.
But it had that stuff on it that looked like La Brea tar pits?
Yes.
After that, I can't speak Spanish anymore.
You don't want to give it a shot. You don't know how to say what the huck at 323-654-7952. So we won't get you speaking Spanish today.
You know what? But I love what the huck.
We'll have that in just a second. Let me get to this because we have a sponsor that may be dropping us very soon. SM Plumbing and Porn, they've been with us almost since the beginning. They've put up some fine dollars into us. They've helped us out in many ways. But I have a feeling they may be leaving because they're just sick and tired of Perry.
That's not my fault.
And what do you know about ASM Plumbing and Porn? I know this. It's the one stop for all my plumbing and for my hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. But Mole, what do you always say?
440-931-9338. ASM Plumero y Pornografía.
Okay, I wasn't asking you to say that in Spanish.
Did I say it in Spanish?
I know, you sure did, but what I wanted you... You're really under the weather, we'll say, today.
You know what happened?
What happened?
When I first came in here and you had that apple cherry wood tobacco?
Yes.
You just mentioned that.
Okay, anyway, the point is that you're supposed to say, but don't take my word for it.
Why not? Why wouldn't you? I take your word for anything.
All right, but that's not part of the commercial. You're supposed to say, don't take my word for it. Let's talk to a real...
Are you lying to me? No, are you a cop? Whoa.
I'm not a cop.
Mole, stop. All you were supposed to do was say, but don't take my word for it. Why not listen to the words and wisdom of an American hero?
And skateboard enthusiast. Champion,
the skateboard wannabe.
Why do you gotta put him down?
Because he's not an enthusiast. He's a wannabe. He hasn't ridden a skateboard in his entire life.
Well, I'd like to show you some video of that. But did you finish?
To be in the same skateboard fucking empty pool skating with that guy he's gonna skate.
You want to go in the pool with him?
You know what?
Let's find a skate park that he can skate, and I'll skate.
How about instead of like doing this?
Not break your neck again. You're too valuable right now.
I'd like to make a challenge to some of the other podcasts.
Softball game.
Nope, not a softball game.
Fuck no.
Maybe Mark Maron's WTF show, that Adam Carolla show.
Whoa.
How about something from Red Band and his entire death squad?
You're really throwing down the gauntlet.
How about this? How about our team of Mole, Perry, Mary Jane, and myself? How about we challenge some of the other podcasts throughout this area to a Hunger Games competition?
Winner takes all. What are you talking about?
Have you seen the movie Hunger Games?
No.
Have you seen the movie Hunger Games?
Is this a Thai food place? Is this a tie-in with What the Hucks?
No. This is a movie that got me to thinking. In the movie Hunger Games, what they do, they have a reality show. They take 24 kids from 12 different districts, two from each district, and they have a fight to the death. They put them out, and they fight to the death.
I can't fight.
I want to challenge these other podcasts to a fight to the death. Where are you, Mark Maron? What the fuck?
So you're saying...
Corolla.
The podcast world is a dystopian future, barren of hope, and all we can do is hunt one another down.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And it would be me. It would be Perry.
I can't physically fight
anybody. Shut up, Perry. Don't show your weakness, because now they know you're the weak link in the chain. Mary Jane, you'd be willing to do it, wouldn't you?
Yes, I want to wear the pretty pink eye makeup.
Okay, first thing, when that horn blows, we run away from the cornucopia. We get out of there. We got to get to the woods.
Right, exactly. Perry, you have to be strong in this. Because the challenge is there! I want these other podcasts. Corolla, you're going down. Mark Maron, you're going down. Red Band, you're going down. Joe Rogan, down.
Let me explain something to you guys.
Don't show weakness.
Mole,
don't
Don.
Show weakness.
Mole, Don.
Fight to the death. Hunger Games between the podcasts.
I was up 4 in the morning.
Oh, crack it down.
Downloading every fan on all 4 of my sites.
What a waste of
join.
Time. So, my challenge is there, pussies.
This is all getting way too intense for me.
Maybe you got. Then maybe we don't do the podcast anymore. Hunger Games. Our podcast versus them all. And one day, this podcast will be the greatest podcast in the world. We will take their listeners.
I can't. It's just way too intense.
Sit down, Mo. Sit down. We've got a couple things that we got to do. Let's hear the words and wisdom of that skateboard enthusiast, American hero, terrifying Tim Perpetic.
Holy cow. That was
he is not a skateboard enthusiast. He's not an American hero. He's a wannabe. He's a punk kid. The dreams and wishes, he could be me.
Hi, I'm Terrifying Tim for ASM Plumbing and Porn. You want hot man-on-man films and top-notch plumbing and piping? Call ASM. Now, I may not be nearly as gay as their last spokesman, but I do know quality cornholing when I see it. Let's unclog some pipes! ASM Plumbing and Porn. Tell them Terrifying Tim sent you.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Hey, what is that?
What?
Do you hear that alarm that just went off?
What is it?
I think that's the alarm that says it's time once again for the best thing that we do on this podcast.
What?
The thing that critics have said, wow, I wish we had something like that on our podcast.
Holy cow.
What people
Why
have said.
Be?
You don't know? I've given every
Mole's
clue.
Mole's Corner.
That's not Mole's Corner. It's a little thing called Mole Play.
Oh, Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard the podcast before, Mole Play is an improv game that we play. Whoa, maybe I should stop. Mole, I don't even know anymore.
I know, right?
No. What do we do? Do we talk about this?
Well, I will tell you this.
There's a big difference between Mole Play, the one that we play here, and the home board game that has caused a lot of controversy.
Well, I will say this. This week's Mole Play is brought to you by the all-new Perpetic Industry board game, Mole's Corner, based on the previous game, Mole Play, but not in association with Mole Play, the board game, a division of Perpetic Industries.
So you have another board game coming out?
Mole's Corner.
What happens in Mole's Corner?
It's the same thing as Mole Play, but it's called Mole's Corner now.
Well, we're doing Mole Play here, and do we have to say anything about that here on the show?
Nope.
Okay.
What's going on, Scam Master? You have an acid reflux?
Yeah.
Grab him. Help him. Dan, help him. He needs a doctor.
He's fine.
He needs a doctor.
Now, again, if you've never heard Mole Play before, this is where Mole will pick a scenario. Sometimes it's something we've talked about on the show. Sometimes it's pop culture that seems topical. But whatever it is, Mole will then... He will cast the scene using the people here. He will direct the scene. Now, Mole, my question for you is, what are we going to be doing on today's Mole Play?
Today, we head back to the 70s when the Scare Master was on the top of the karate game. Yeah, he was...
Top of the karate game?
Yeah, when you were doing karate in the 70s.
Okay.
Scare Master was the karate champ of Palm Springs, but he was also working at Lucky's in Hollywood. And so he was walking around Lucky's and he was really good at karate. When who should walk in but Mr. tea. But this, but this time, the T stood for the shoplifter. But Scare Master had to use all of his powers of persuasion to not have to use his karate. Scare Master was walking through Lucky's, about to stock up a whole bunch of sausages, when he sees Mr. T sticking sausages down his pants. Scare Master, you're going to play Mr. T. Dan, you're going to play Scare Master, Karate Champ, who's going to get those sausages back from Mr. T. Moplay!
Before we do Moplay, I need to say something about this.
Okay.
As a prosecutor, meaning as a
I'm confused in what the fuck you're talking about.
All right. As an employee of a grocery store.
Yes.
Or a retail store.
I'm going to be
playing. I cannot stop the crook until he steps outside the store without a sales receipt in his hands.
All right. So don't worry about that. You're playing Mr. T because you do a much better Mr. T impersonation than Dan. Dan is playing Scare Master. And we'll play.
Pit of the Fool. Yeah. Pit of the Fool. Hey, sucker. What are you staring at over there, fool?
And here comes Scare Master.
Hey, Mr. T, my name's Scary Perry Caramello, and I got a bone to pick with you. Now, I'm an employee, and normally I can't do anything until you leave the store without a sales receipt. But what's in your fucking pants? What's in your pants?
Grabbing my balls, hey, boy?
Oh, Mr. T.
Now you like to suck my dick now, too, here, boy?
Oh, Mr. T, let me tell you a little thing. I'm at an age where I'm very confused sexually. Do I like men? What do I like? I know that many years from now, I'm going to join a troop of people that will make my career in a movie of some kind. And I know that one day, the good-looking one, the one with the blue eyes that I love, he's going to take every girl that I ever bring around. But right now, I got to check what's in your pants. Come on, Mr. T.
You want to suck on these sausages here, boy?
But he can't get around the fanny pack that Mr. T is wearing. So Scare Master Dan grabs a fanny pack off Mr. T, Scare Master, and pulls it off. Dan.
No. All right, Mr. T, no. I'm going to have to take this off. I got to do it. It's my job. I'm not going to touch anything. Do you have sausages down the front of your pants, Mr. T?
As Mr.
I got sausages here, boy.
All right, the fanny pack is off.
Yes, the fanny,
the fanny pack is unhooked.
Let's fanny pack unhooked.
Let me see that, Mr. T. Let me
Let go, sucker.
Let me see
the fanny pack. I said let go of my bag, bam.
Let me see the fanny pack just for a second. I promise you, I give you my word of honor, I will not unzip one thing. Let me just put it right here. What? I will have my manager do it over here. Will you
what
check
do we have here?
Check
is this
that
a shoplifter? Check his pants for sausages.
Hey!
While I go through this
bag. This is
my
manager over there.
Hold on a second.
Hey, manager, do you remember what's in my pants?
Is this a sports hiker by North Face?
Yes.
Well, it looks like it's full of some kind of medicine. Why? Who would need that many medicines?
You know, you fucking morons.
You're breaking character, Mr. T.
Damn it.
Mr. T. Mr. T.
Hold on a second. Let me put some ice cream in. There's money in here. Why? There's
all
sorts of money.
Do it as Mr.
There's
T.
$10 bill and there's some... Oh, hold on a second. There's magic.
No,
money.
Sit down. Sit down. You're going to break things. Sit down. Nobody's taking anything. Just sit down.
I'm going to hold on to this money because I'm the manager. And I'm
that means I get more money.
Oh. And that's Moplay.
Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay, Moplay, let's play Moplay. Moplay.
I got a ton of money in here.
I got no money in there.
What about this wallet?
You know what, motherfucker?
You got a whole wallet in there.
Yeah, full of other, full of personals. God damn it!
Don't wreck the equipment, Perry. You're going to knock over the water. Let me zip this up. Whoa, there are a lot of pills in there.
Pills and the wallet's right there.
I'm just zipping it up, Perry. Don't be so mean. Here, put your headset back on. Be
Let
professional.
Me put it on.
No.
Get it back to me, you fucking prick!
Sit down, Mo! Sit down!
I'll
sit down!
I'll
break his pussy!
Sit down, Mo!
I want to give it back to him. Give me that thing! I want to...
Give it back!
Stop it! Come on, just give him the fucking fanny pack.
I wanted to give it to him, but you wanted to be the one to give it to him. I'll tell you what, that mole play got intense.
Perry, why do you got to be such a fucking pussy? Who's going to take anything from you? Have I ever taken a fucking thing from you? Fucking moron.
Have you taken anything from me?
Have I ever taken anything from you?
Not yet.
Have you taken not things yet. From me?
Fuck.
Have you taken things from me?
No.
Okay, really? What about the time you tried to steal my wallet?
That was a joke played on you.
That was a joke
played on you, you knucklehead.
Wasn't a joke. You did that on purpose.
I gave you all your money back, didn't I?
Because I caught you red-handed.
I gave you all your money back.
That's the only reason you did it.
I gave you all your money back.
Recently, you went online and you tried to fucking take the $10 shout-outs and sent to your fucking address. You're a liar. You're a fucking thief. You're a fucking thief.
Your fucking website went down.
That's not true. My Facebook account went down and I had a second one put up at the time. So you're lying, Perry.
You're full of shit.
You're lying, Perry.
You're
lying, Perry.
Don.
Mom, don't call me mom. Mom,
mole, whatever the fuck.
Mary Jane.
Yes?
Have I ever taken anything from you?
No, never.
Would you say that I'm a professional in every way?
Yes, absolutely.
As honest as the day is long?
Yes.
Yet Perry ruined maybe the last 10 minutes
yet
of this show.
Yet I have no ears on these phones.
Okay, because you fucked up.
You guys are like Tom and Jerry.
Hey, they work.
Yeah, well, so by you throwing them around, they didn't work.
You
by
guys
me throwing
like
them around made
well,
them start to work.
Yeah, well, all
like
I did was plug it
Jekyll.
In. All right, we're not like Heckle and Jekyll. All right, I need to remind people of a couple things before we go today because I see the big clock on the wall. We put together some stickers, and we asked the fans out there to please help us out. Taking pictures of these stickers or sending us something where we would send you the artwork of the picture of Perry with the gay logo underneath with the question mark. Now, some of you did, but that has stopped. All we want you to do is take pictures of this and send them to us on our Facebook account. Come on, people. Help us
yeah,
the fuck
on,
out.
Yeah, come on, people.
You guys know I'm not a faggot, so fine.
Earlier this week, on the 23rd, we started selling tickets for the June 25th show. Now, we got a few people. We need to sell that out. People, we need you to get in touch with us as soon as possible. This has to be a show that works. We have to get people or we're ending this podcast. I don't mean to be cold as shit.
Other podcasts will kill us and dance to Hunger Games.
We need your sponsorship. That's what we're doing. Mary Jane, say something so the people that like girls will listen.
Yes, please.
See, would Mary Jane say that if we didn't really need it? No, she would not. We want to go on tour. We want to come to your town, USA, and put these on. But this is a big one. We need sponsorship, and we need to get somebody to pack this room. So, guys, come there. Then we can come to other places. Also, we're going to be selling T-shirts.
I'll be selling skateboard decks and T-shirts of Scary Perry skateboards at the show.
All right, I'll buy that.
And I will also have the China boards. I'm not calling them the Tempur-Pedic boards, but they are the memorabilia boards for the Big Three podcasts.
Okay.
Oh, and I'm also going to be selling...
You'll be selling weed, won't you, Mo? Well,
I'm actually going to be... We're going to be introducing and unveiling prototype for the new Permo. It's a perpetual motion machine that came about during Moleventions that a young upstart... from the Pacific Northwest came out with, and it's the first perpetual motion machine. But in this application, it's a toy that for kids, but we're unveiling it. It's the first ever perpetual motion machine.
Oh,
but,
you
know,
that.
It's just
very
one of many new Moleventions coming out of the market.
Okay, also, if you want, you just want to make a contribution to help us get some money so we can fix this podcast studio, you can also send us money through PayPal. Just make a donation. Now, if you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, I'm on Twitter at SimplyDon1. My Facebook page, even though it's a new one because those motherfuckers ripped me off, go back to Don Barris. Mole, you are at...
I'm at the secret location in West Hollywood.
I know,
on
that's,
Twitter
that's
and
where
on
you
Facebook.
Are right now.
Twitter and Facebook, what's your address?
I don't do the. I don't know what. No, I went on the interweb.
Okay, you're at Walter Molininski on Facebook. And Perry, of course, is Perry F. Caravello, and that's K-A-R-V.
C-A-R-A-V as in victory, double L-O.
And you are on Twitter?
ScaryPerry818.
Mary Jane, you're at?
Smoking Mary Jane on Twitter, and I forgot on Facebook.
Okay, well, let's put her there, guys. Here we go. Big three! See you next time, peoples.